it started. Time to get it started.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. This is Christian Hip Hop Now, where we talk current Christian Hip Hop events. We talk a little bit about gospel news, and we also may throw in some sports. Here today, I'm playing part of the interview I did with Cam. Cam is a member of Culture Villains. He is dropping this week, I think on the 12th, he's dropping an acoustic version of his song, Eden. We also going to talk a little bit about CHH Now, where it was a panel at Elevation Conference, and they talked about radio and Christian hip hop. That's a topic that we covered in depth a lot of times, but we're going to just kind of talk about that now. And we're going to talk about Tasha Cobb. The went platinum. So I think that's a thing to talk about. I think that's something that's awesome. Man, we got a jam-packed show. And like I said, guys, I was going to drop it last week, but things got crazy. But you are getting two podcasts this week. Man of my word. Now, you get one today, and you get one this Friday. So this is Deshawn Shante, Mild Sauce, off her Yours Truly Summer EP. This is Christian Hip Hop Now.
Be praying to the Lord my soul to keep. Don't be needing no things when I roll with sheep. I'd have been around one, God and his son. Can't change the past, but man, I rerun. Ain't finna ask you paying all ones. This is the part where I'ma go. Can I shoot for the stars and I land in jail? Can I still do me and I land in hell? What about old boy I was talking to last night? Is he still on my Snapchat highlight? Now it's twilight, or with the nightlife. If God could just close his eyes and let me just sneak this by one time. Out of sight, out of mind. But I pray on my dime. Why you wanna know? Why you wanna know? Why you wanna know? That's my pain, that's my heart. Why you wanna know? Why you wanna know? Why you wanna know? Why you wanna know? My very, very bad soul. 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 My very, very bad soul.
Deshawn Shante, Mild Sauce, off her EP. It's called Yours Truly, a Summer EP, which I think it is still. It's a summer single. It's a double single. It's an A-side and a B-side. But anyway, you hear the music. You know what time it is. This is Christian Hip Hop Now, a segment where we talk about Christian Hip Hop news. And Rapzilla did a story a few days ago, and the title of the story was The State of Christian Hip Hop. But really, when you read the article, it's mostly talking about the state of Christian hip hop, yes, but it talks about the radio aspect of it. And it was a panel. So the panel had three people on there. It had Derek Minor, it had Speckhouse, he's a producer in Christian pop, over 20 years of experience. And you had Chad Horton, which is the owner of Rapzilla.com. And we also had artists in the audience that was attending the panel. And the rapper or producer that was there was DJ Michael V. He also chimed in on a few things. So, and I'm summarizing, people. I don't have the paper in front of me. I'm just going to summarize it. If you want more information, I do. Next week, I do have a CHH Today dropping about the particular topic. But in a nutshell, Derek Minor, Justin, the reporter from Rapzilla, just kind of questioned. He was kind of facilitating the whole panel. And he asked him a few questions. And the topic of radio came up. So, Derek Minor basically said that it's a donor-based system. So, a lot of times, the donors are 40 and up. Hip-hop is seen for more of the younger generation. So, a lot of times, Christian music doesn't really play Christian rap because of the simple fact that the donors do not want to hear that, which is very true. And Chad Horton had something to add to that. And he basically was saying that, look, he feels as though that this is much more than just donors and don't want to play the music. This can very well be something where it is a racial thing, where a lot of these black artists, these stations do not want to play these black artists. And Speckhouse was like, look, you got to kind of play the game. You got to kind of know what you're getting yourself into and kind of play ball. And DJ Michael V brought an instance of, hey, he did a record with John Chris. John Chris is a Christian comedian, right? He did a song, Follow Your Heart. It featured No Big Deal, which has a pretty big name in Christian hip hop, and also some in the CCM circles as well. You also have 1K Few, which is signed with Reach Records. Those two names alone should be able to draw enough attention for radio to want to pick their music up, especially in the CCM market. But DJ Michael V said, look, it was because of John Chris that we were able to get our song played on the radio, where the song was more welcome in the radio space because of it was a white guy fronting it. And Derek Minor even broke it down, said that his song Changed the World with Holland was on the CRM. I forget the name of the actual charts, but the hot Christian songs, it was on the number one for 5 weeks with no radio play. And then they went into the discussion about how people, Chad Horton said it himself, he said that people should not just strive to be rappers. Okay, if you want to rap, that's cool, but there needs to be more behind the scenes people. And he said a lot of people want to intern at Rapzilla because of their art. They are an artist. They want to kind of get their music out there, and they have an agenda while they're working there. And Derek Minor also gave an example of how him and Doc Watson basically kind of worked out, where Doc Watson was producing all of his first stuff. But when RMG became a little bigger, what happened was that Doc Watson stepped beside and let Derek Minor do more of the music wise, and Doc Watson did more of the business wise. So that kind of worked out well. So what are my thoughts about that? If you need more information, please go to rapzilla.com. Go to the icon that says the state of hip hop, of Christian hip hop. Read it. It's a great read. I think what they're saying is absolutely right. Contemporary Christian music and hip hop, they, in a perfect world, they should fit, but we mostly fit more of gospel music of the genre than it does the CCM side. But that's just my opinion. That's just my thought, looking from the outside looking in. I feel like with Christian hip hop, I think the main thing is that a lot of us should start to try to get played on hip hop stations, like secular stations. Because if CCM won't play us and if gospel won't play us, why not go for mainstream radio? Lecrae did it with Blessings, and you see that he wins tons of awards because he had that, even though he paid for that radio promotion. but he had radio behind the single, and the single was able to do a lot more than it would have done just streaming alone. So I think that radio does play a huge part, but I think that you can't beat a dead horse. We can't try to force CCM to try to allow us in. And I think the main thing is it's a lot of different nuances with this. So I'm gonna break this down a little bit more when I come back from the break, because I do want to touch on this just a tad more bit, and also talk about how artists can do more things than just be artists. Because hey, let's face it, you might think that you're an artist, but look, your ministry might be something else. So we're gonna get into this coming from the break, man. We got Bridgewater, their new single just popped off, and it's dope. It's called Shine. This is Christian Hip Hop Now.
From LA to Atlanta, NY to Havana, now until forever, lifting up Hosanna. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light of grace. Shine forever, cause he got it from the grave.
We shine our light, we shine our light like LED. My calling is to rise and shine, I don't compete. Mount on eagle wings, we run with no fatigue. On the better things, my past can RIP. When you walk in and your vision, there's always somebody saying what you can't do. But when God is in it, every cynic and critic will see you doing what they can't do. Fake moves, got a limelight glow, shine like gold, walking in my breakthrough. Setting sky high goals, my light bulb, doing what a light do. Good in my inner man, I got the season like veterans. Faith ain't a feeling, it's evident. Walk in the light, you can see the tan. I don't do this on my own, my God is my proficient. We just getting started. I just
heard it. LA to Atlanta, NY to Havana. Now until forever, lifting up Hosanna. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light of grace. Shine forever, cause he got it from the grave. We shine bright like high pitch, like a lamp on top of my feet. We shine like royalty, we shine. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light of grace. Shine forever, cause he got it from the grave. We shine our light so they can see it from afar. Fully persuaded, I'm ashamed cause this is who we are.
I seek the answer, not the issue. Focus on the mission, not the limitation. This is innovation, this is dedication. Never needed tricks, I beat you with the basics. No jokers in my deck, cause all I play is ace. Scraping from the bottom, nothing go to waste. Evaded certain death, I made the great escape. Shine forever cause he got up from the grave.
From the grave, from the grave.
Keep your thoughts to yourself, I delete spam. I'm out here killing in my lane, I don't need yours. You the traffic, I'm the detour.
From LA to Atlanta, NY to Havana. Now until forever, lifting up Hosanna. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light of grace. Shine forever, cause he got it from the grave. We shine bright like high pitch, like a lamp on top of my feet. We shine like royalty, we shine, shine. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light of grace. Shine forever, cause he got it from the grave. We shine bright like high pitch, like a lamp on top of my feet. We shine like royalty, we shine, shine, shine.
With so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics and personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save and share, tap the plus button and add them to private or public collections. It's that simple, people. Used by millions of people every day, Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. Get started now at flipboard.com. That's FLIPBOARD.com. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get Christian Hip Hop Now off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really, really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. The reason why I personally like Anchor is because, like I said, I have a weekly podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now, and it has allowed me to not only distribute my podcast for free, but it's a great place to host my podcast. And I know that if I don't have the money, because it's free, my podcast will still be on all these wonderful platforms. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And I want to inform you that we have a new change in the name of the show. No longer called the Lucky Murray Podcast, we changed the name to Christian Hip Hop Now. This is a new platform, not only as a podcast, but a new blog site for Christian Hip Hop. So no longer called the Lucky Murray Podcast, the new show is called Christian Hip Hop Now. This is still a show about Christian Hip Hop, current events, sports, plus interviews with artists. Christian Hip Hop Now is on 8 platforms, including Spotify and Google Podcasts. Again, it's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. Check out Christian Hip Hop Now. Yes, sir.
Time to get it started.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and this is Christian Hip Hop Now. And coming from the break, we got Cam, and we got part of his interview. If you want to hear the full interview, people, it's on my YouTube channel right now. Go to youtube.com/Lucky Murray, and that full interview, I will commend you to listen to the full interview, man. You will be surprised at how really cool Cam is. But I got more time coming off the break. But Tasha Cobb Leonard went platinum, Break Every Chain, just went platinum. I think that's a huge deal, man. And I think a lot of people get kind of weird when it comes to Christians getting accolades and awards. I think there's nothing wrong with it. You know, we should celebrate those who are celebrating. I mean, I'd rather for us to lift up Tasha Cobb than her sub. Like, look at me, I got a platinum record. It's all good, it's all gravy. But I think that, man, the song did so amazing. That song was out everywhere. And to finally get the recognition to go platinum, I think that's a good look, man. So, Cam, coming up next, Christian Hip Hop Now.
We got trophies on the way, bro. Stay low till we elevate. Don't you know we all of that? My team versus your team. Might just sack your quarterback. Back so fat on Santa. Mind your manners. Too legit to quit. You could call me MC Hammer.
Too legit to quit. You could call me MC Hammer.
Hammer.
I might make a hit while I'm still in my pajamas.
Lip
creeping in the whip, so I don't need police scanners. Godly in my fit, all white like his name is Tanner. Baby girl, she grab my hand and tell me that I'm handsome. I tell her that she all that like her. her name was Amanda. I came from the Ville, but people think I'm from Atlanta. Told my exes chill, I just get ghosts like Danny Phantom. I just get the bad and get the bad like I was Santa. Look, when I'm in Ohio, white girl saying, oh my Atlanta. Look, I just wrote my bio, it's just saying throwing tantrums. Look, praying for my enemies, cause Jesus set the standard. Look, yeah.
Fam, it's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and I'm back with my Friday review series interview. Sorry, it's a little late, guys, so kind of sleepy, but I got a brother that I've been seeing on the rise for a while. He released at the beginning of the year, set the CHH World on Fire, where he had Rolled the Dice, and then it was announced that him and Culture Villains are hooked up. Culture Villains released a project. He's been doing features like crazy, and now he has a single coming out. This is Culture Villains' own Cam. Cam, brother, how you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Ah, man, I'm doing awesome, my brother. I'm doing awesome. I'm really good, man. But not as good as you, my brother. Not as good as you. So I need to know exactly, man. We actually, funny story, we did an interview early this year, but it did not record, and I was so angry. I was so mad. It was a great interview, but the recap, at the beginning of the year, if you don't know, Cam released a song, Roll the Dice. It did really well on Rapzilla, did really well all over the streaming platforms. So just talk a little bit about Roll the Dice. You released a record, kind of take them back before we kind of transition them to now.
For sure, yeah. So Roll the Dice was my first song as an official member of Culture Villains. And I really couldn't think of a better song to kind of start off my I guess, this new season of life, this new season of music with them. The song basically was just about really kind of putting your faith to the test. A lot of times we talk about, oh, I trust God for this or I trust for that. But when it really comes down to really practically applying that, we're kind of like, oh, you really wanted me to show you? I was just saying. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, a lot of people are confused when I say, you know, take a risk. Because obviously anytime when you've been with God, it's for certain. God's not a risk taker per se. But more so taking that risk personally in your own walk, knowing that, you know, we never know which way it might go when certain things. You know, we have certain desires and wills and plans. We try our best to match those up with God's. But, you know, he knows all, we don't. So at times you might think one thing's going on and say, okay, I got you, God. You take that risk, so to speak, and that's not exactly what he has planned for you. But, you know, you still got to step out on faith in that, even in those instances, you know. So that's really what the song was about, just encouraging people to really kind of grab hold of their faith and just take some risks, try to make some stuff happen with God, man.
And the crazy thing is that I think it really took Christian Hip Hop by surprise, because you wasn't really a known name in the community. It was like, oh snap, well, dude named Cam, and I pronounced your name wrong because I thought it was K Ham or something like that. I was tripping. I was like, K Ham, and it was like, nah, it's pronounced Cam, like C-A-M. Like, oh
yeah,
egg on my face. But I believe that Roll the Dice really did a lot to really bring awareness to who Cam was, and also introduce a new collective, Culture Villains. Culture Villains is you, Big Ye, and Black, not Black Josh, Czar Josh, correct?
Czar Josh, yeah.
I don't know, Black Boy Joy. It's like Black Boy Josh. Yeah, he's not Black Josh. He's Czar Josh. So talk a little bit about how Culture Villains got together, and just a little bit about your collective, man. That y'all got something going strong in there in Virginia.
For sure, yeah. So Culture Villains actually started a few years back. A guy named Travis James, who founded it, he had this guy getting this vision just to make a collective where artists could push each other, grow in their faith, and also just grow in their crafts, and also just kind of start a movement. Culture Villains kind of embodies the verse in the Bible that talks about being in the world but not of it. So a lot of the things going on in our society today are things that just as Christians we can't fully, you know, get with. And sometimes you got to kind of be the villain or go against the grain in a sense. So that's where the whole name Culture Villains came from. But for me, I kind of came on towards the tail end. Things were already starting to be established. And going to Liberty University, my college that I graduated from, that's how I met Travis and Josh. And I really started building with those guys first. I kind of knew them for like 2 years before anything with, you know, me joining Culture Villains came about. Travis especially was just a mentor to me, and Josh was just like a big brother. So they really poured into me more than just music before we fully joined up. But by the time that we did, it just made sense because like I was always around. You know, Travis is helping me out, giving me tips. You should, you know, promote for this long, do this, you know, different things like that. So it just really made sense, and I really had a desire to be a part of the collective. So I'm just grateful it happened.
Yes, and Culture Villains, like I said before, y'all are really producing something in our genre that a lot of people are not doing. You had Roll the Dice that was a smash. Then Zar Josh had Black Boy Joy. Mm-hmm. Can't Comb My Hair, that came from Zar Josh. Yeah. Then y'all released the collective preseason, man. Talk a little bit about that collective, because it was a lot of songs that y'all released and some new songs too. Mm-hmm. But talk a little bit about the preseason, how that came about, and how did that do?
For sure, yo. So preseason, once again, just another one of those perfectly timed things. I feel like Culture Villains was at the spot, kind of in where it was time to kind of make that opening appearance, if you will. And so titling the album Preseason was just perfect, just because, you know, it symbolized a lot for us. It symbolized, it's kind of like our coming out party. It symbolized, we kind of wanted to show you guys where we're at right now in our music process, some of the stuff we're working on, give a little glimpse of the future. Really just a warm-up. This is more so of a warm-up as to what's to come, you know, a bit of a teaser. And also with me joining in around the time, it just gave more so of a platform to kind of say, hey, this is who we are. This is all three of our artists. All three of us got to display kind of where we were at in life through these different songs that you hear. The album has a really nice progression. You know, you start out with the more kind of hype stuff, get into some more vulnerable substance topics. Like, for example, on I Don't Want to Comb My Hair was a very deep song. Dreamland's another song that Zar Josh had, very deep song. My boy Sandy and I had a song, Survive, that tackled mental illness, mental health.
They say your boy got that soul glow, and I stay in go mode. They say what you letting it go for, how much you sell your soul for. Don't let them lights blind you, cause their fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm done, I'm gonna stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, trying to feed the gang. I'm grind. I'm constantly remind me. All my words stays behind me. And it ain't no rewind. Oh, about to shake it up, like I'm throwing a tenfold, let it go. Oh, clear the table, and don't leave nothing on the floor. Oh, and the whole team with it. We ain't stopping till the whole team win it. In the way, boy, if you ain't with it, I'ma bring it right back in me.
Don't
a minute.
Don't let them lights blind you, cause they fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, trying to lead them lights blind you, cause they fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Okay. Gotta feed the kids, trying to feed the gang.
Whoa, what you think we on the road for? The road for, trying to make the whole world know. The world know, make it last, take a photo. Let's get to it.
And we ain't stopping till the whole team popping.
Let's get to it.
And we ain't stopping till the whole city watching.
Let's get to it.
We ain't stopping till the whole city rocking.
Let's get to it.
Can't have my hands out like let me hold something. That's a no-no. What you think we on the road for? The road for, pounding like we took some no-dos. Make it last, take a photo.
the same. Gotta feed the kids, trying to lead them lanes blind you. Cause they faint to be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, trying to feed the game.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And you probably heard me on the Morning Vibes. You probably been following my YouTube channel, or you have been a loyal listener to my podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now. Well, I also can help you with your marketing needs. Need your music reviewed? Do you need one-on-one consultation? Do you need help with getting exposure for your music? I have a platform which I can use to get more listeners and viewers to your brand. If you are interested, please email me at luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. That's luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. Email me and let's talk about how we can partner together so you can have exposure to your brand. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And if you love hearing me every Friday on Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love my morning show, The Morning Vibes, with Miguel on RadioUNT.net. The Morning Vibes is a different morning show. We talk Christian hip hop, we talk current events, we talk interviews from artists and also different people from all walks of life. We are live online on the Roku app and Apple TV. Just type in Radio UNT. Also, we are on the TuneIn app as well. So if you love Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love The Morning Vibes every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. only on RadioUNT.net.
Time to get it started. Right now.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and this is Christian Hip Hop Now. And before we got off the break, I did not introduce the song. That is No Big Deal's new song, MC Hammer, and The Community Man. It's kind of a hit or miss from that. A lot of people like it, a lot of people don't, but hey, it's a catchy tune, so I played it on my podcast. But I want to kind of touch back into that whole situation that we was talking about on Christian Hip Hop Now, as far as radio and CHH. So I do think that until, here's how I feel, if we can build some type of buzz outside of Christian Hip Hop, as far as if the mainstream start picking our stuff and people like, yo, this is dope and this dude's a Christian, I think that CCM and gospel would get on board and be like, yo, we need to support this brother. And I think that we can really elevate from there. But I do think that we do need way more behind the scenes people, bloggers. We need video people. We need people behind the scenes that can help push these artists forward. Because I look at Christian Hip Hop, it's a very small community, but everybody tries to rush in to be the front man. Hey, I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. When I first found out about Christian Pop in 2012, I was like, yo, not only am I going to love this community, but I'm going to dominate with my music. And it's not like that. I compare it to when I went to Oakland High School, class of 07. We had a football team. My football team was trash. I ain't going to lie to you. No cap. But the problem was, when I went over there, I had the wrong mindset. Like, oh, they suck anyway, I'm going to come in beast. No. It's actually going to be even harder to do that, because the people that got the spots, they're not going to let them go. So I think that everybody looks to be an artist because that's the thing that is more appealing. But like I said, Chat Horton is right. If you are intern at Rapzilla, intern at Rapzilla, don't sit there and be like, oh man, I got this mixtape. Nobody cares about your mixtape, okay? Do what Wande did, okay? Wande was a, she served as an A&R, and she did everything at Reach Records that they asked her to do. And she did her music on the side, but she didn't like push her music at the record label. And they saw that, man, she was making leeway, she was making waves, and it seemed like a partnership that was willing to happen. So now she's signed as an artist to Reach Records. So I think a lot of these people need to pump their brakes, hold on for just 1 second, and just see what you can serve. And maybe that might blow you up. Maybe rapping ain't for you. Like my man Kev on stage says, that's not your ministry, brother. So if that's not your ministry, if you want to keep rapping, I say do it, but find other ways that you can kind of help serve other people. Cam coming up next. This is Reconciled by Any Means. Christian Hip Hop Now.
Dearly Father, wash me on my sin. Blot out my iniquity. I just want more. These boys ain't done more than that. Make it hotter, hotter, hotter. Any means necessary. Make it younger, hotter. Yeah, any means. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Drag a puppy body full of lead light, Dodge a kind of prison in a fair light, Devil in the ark, want my head light, Begging on God, what a prayer light, Drag a car, the lead by stutter around, 12 in the ark, they'll glade down, Sister said again, man, I'ma make it out, Street said again, so I'ma make it out,
Bottle, hit it, me, necessary, make it, bottle, hit it, me, necessary,
Red light, Saint prayer right here. Hot in my head with my head light, Burning anybody with the prayer right here. Ducking all the ops in the fair, Cousin in the chain, Call a different player, I ain't seen him on shit, on these data. Banking on guard, had to trust with my life, Devil light here, hit my knees and repent. Pressing the lid, all that pressing the lid, All the debris stacking piles on piles, them lost right behind me, they pulling the part of my record, ain't clean, but that life all behind me. Devil on my neck, God on my tail, Pray for my sin, I don't feel it, You keep the street, give me God, I'ma get ya. Make it harder, bottom, Hit it, me, necessary. Make it younger, harder, Hit it, me, yeah. Drag a pump your body full of lead light, Dodge a kind of prison in a fair light, Devil in the ark, want my head light, Banking on God, what a prayer light, Drag a car, the lead by third round, 12 in the ark, they'll cut you down, Sister said again, man, I'ma make it out, Said again, so I'ma make it out,
Bottle, hit it, me, necessary. Make it harder, harder, hit it, me, necessary.
On the right path, I'm pursuing that, You keep the streets, I ain't doing that, Had to make a change, I ain't going back. Rather be broke with my life, I ain't throwing that, Had to make a change, had to get right. Fighting for your life, I ain't hate young, get right, Had to make a change, had to get right. Fighting for your life, I ain't hate young, get right.
Project, it's y'all also started touring a little bit, with the project. So, man, it seemed like, man, so talk about, the first Culture Villains tour, man. Like how did that come about? What the reception was? Like talk a little bit about, man, like, it literally, like, preseason dropped, and I started seeing y'all on social media, like, we got a tour. And I'm seeing y'all not only having a tour behind the scenes, and, and people are actually supporting, man. So talk a little bit about that, Cam. Give us the sauce, man.
Man, that, even to this day, it doesn't feel real just to say, like, that I've gone on, been able to go on a tour, not just with, with anyone, but, like, with my family. The Culture Villains is, like, family. But really, it came about a lot of, with preseason, it was a lot of testing the waters. Even with how we marketed preseason, we're like, okay, we want to try some things out, see what works, see what doesn't work, see how we can, engage the maximum amount of people with different methods. So that was one thing. And then going on the tour was also another thing. We wanted to see, where do we need to kind of tighten up loose ends on our working on, our relationships with other people and trying to just foster more of a community, because that's really what Culture Villains strives to be, a community for believers, really, and for those non-believers, especially here in Lynchburg, like you were saying earlier. I think we definitely have a solid base here in Lynchburg, a lot of really, really great supporters from all different streams of life, all different ethnicities, all different beliefs even. But the one thing that kind of brings everybody together is the fact that we're all human. We all have our shortcomings, and that's really what we strive to kind of push really through our message. So preseason was really just that. It was the preseason. It was those working out the kinks, you know, things like that. So when we get into quote unquote the regular season coming up here, you know, we're good to go.
Ooh, and that's what I mean. Like was you guys nervous when you put it out there? Like, because let's break down the climate in Christian pop now.
Yeah.
A lot of people ain't really getting bookings like that, or are able to put the net out for bookings and get a harvest or a cast. It's like you put it out there and maybe 10 or 15 people show up. And I see that it's not the exception. But the rule, I mean, it's not the rule, but there's some, you have some exceptions, but mostly we're not getting a lot of people getting booked. So when y'all put it out there, what was y'all expecting? Because the turnout that I seen on social media was amazing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, going into it, like you said, we really were just trying to test the waters with different things, trying to develop further relationships, and just really take the project on the road, take what we're trying to do on the road. Like you were saying, you know, we had, over the course of this tour, because we had, like our Lynchburg show, I believe, was one of our big shows, because that's like our base. And, you know, going out farther, like when we went to, you know, Atlanta, Alabama, different further places, the turnouts were, you know, they wavered. But at the end of the day, I think we all understand kind of where we are in terms of our careers. And, you know, we're realistic about it. But we do know that in order to get to where we want to go and where we feel like God is going to take us, you know, these are the foundational times, you know. So we still went out every night, regardless of how many people was there, and, you know, try to put on the best show we could, try to go as hard as we could. And really put on and do something enjoyable for people, because people are spending, you know, their hard-earned money to come out and support. We want to show them love through that. So yeah,
it's funny because Czar Josh, he reps Virginia and Atlanta. I was like, I don't know how you can go over that. You know, we did an interview with him on my radio station a few months back. He was like, you know, born and raised in Atlanta, Virginia. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, but Atlanta, man, I see y'all on Trackstar, so it's funny, yeah. But yeah, man, but what I've seen with you is a little different, is that you didn't just rest on, hey, we got preseason, hey, I dropped the single, but you've been doing crazy features. And one of my favorite songs that you did recently was with JP Killed It, Sideways.
Oh, the Sideways one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, okay, like you on to something, man. So talk a little bit about just being hungry, doing features, and just really building not only Culture Villains, but Cam as an artist.
For sure, yeah. Like, I think the whole mentality that we take on just in the Culture Villains Collective is the whole never arrive mentality. Basically, what that means is never getting complacent, so to speak. Always looking to improving your craft and just as a person overall. And at the same time, there's a balance with that, because you don't want to get too... I'm not sure what the word is, but you don't want to get too... quote unquote serious with it, to the point where you're not enjoying what you're doing anymore, you know?
Yeah.
You can't get so lax that you get lazy. So it's really finding that balance, that medium of, you know, I got to work hard. I got to earn everything that I believe that I one day do, you know, quote unquote deserve. We strongly believe that God has a big plan for us in this music industry, but we're not just going to sit down on the couch and wait for it to happen. You know, we got to try to make some things happen. And just continue to work. And really, I think Andy Mineo said it best, stay ready so you ain't got to get ready, you know, when the time comes.
Absolutely.
So that's really kind of mentality that we have. And as far as me individually, I'm really big on trying to foster relationships with different artists. So even like working with JP, you know, he's someone who's a pretty dope producer, and he's coming up other artists. Like right now, actually, I'm in a group chat with a big group of artists that our friend Nat put together. So just building community with them, getting to encourage them, kind of do life with them, it leads to not only good music, but just good overall, you know, Christian fellowship. Really sharp, you know, iron sharpening iron each other. So I'm really big on that as well. So that kind of fuels it too.
And that's one thing that I you know, enjoy hearing, is the fact that, you know, Christian hip hop artists are getting together and building community, because you hear the stigma, you hear that, oh, you know, CHH artists, you know, they be in the green rooms like, oh, I hate that dude, or you hear rumblings like that, you know, and I think that the new crop of artists has to break that, because at the end of the day, we all people of God, and we're trying to really reach people with our talents and with you know, our gifts, and that's encouraging. And that is funny thing.
Change fast, but fade slow. Break my heart, but not my soul. They just wanna cut me out, but they just wanna kill me. So part of my reflection is just the night. I be on my own.
That's that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, oh, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. I don't want your number. Every day like summer. Ah, oh, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, oh, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98.
Time just one go, need to move slow.
Yeah, ooh, wait, 9-8. About time and I feel great. About time and I feel my soul. About time and I feel my flow. Being up, I cannot be low. Just the part where I hit that slow. Round here said it's all love. All God and it's all love. I just recognize I love the vibe. I just play it back up in my mind. Faded memories just like rewinds. People spoke, I recognize the time. Cause everything was simple, more like elementary. Mental.
Tell me what you like.
Want to live forever. God, keep me together.
Guess I'm not the type.
Change fast, but fade slow. Break my heart, but not my soul.
Cause I be on my own.
Just that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, oh, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. I don't want your number. Every day like summer. Ah, oh, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, oh, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98.
Time just one go.
Yeah,
need to move slow.
Hey, shouts out to my whole team. Much love to my whole crew. So blessed everywhere we go. We got Kleenex, like bless you. Up next, well guess who? God said I'd flex too. Ain't love, it was never love. So why you let someone stress you? Cause we don't party, nor get naughty.
Tell me what you like.
Wanna love forever? Why you still together?
Probably not the type.
I just recognize a love divide. Like maybe God is on my side. Rather rock with favor than with pride. Keep a couple options on the side.
Change fast, but fade slow. Break my heart, but not my soul.
I be on my
just that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard, chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. I don't want your number. Every day like summer. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard, chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98.
Let you know I ain't the one. Put a barrel to your chest.
success. Living word is my barrette. Fight, fight, fight before you run your mouth. Stretch before you flex. Ooh, you so obsessed with me, all on my everything. I know you mad because you never rest in peace. I got the recipe, I got a chef in me. Dumped in the sauce and then dripped on my enemies. I don't do patty cake, why do we conversate? All of this that you owe, I should call Sally Mae. I can be flossy because all of my debts are paid. You get no refund, you threw your receipt away. Ooh, 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 you never beat me and that makes you angry. Ooh, ooh. You can't defeat me and that drives me crazy, yeah. You come for everybody cause you got left. You mad cause you can never have what I have. See, sometimes I drip and sometimes I drizzle. I reign with the king, so I got no issue.
I got the drip on the drip, drip. 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 I got the 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 drip on the drip, 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 drip. I got the drip. I got the drip. I got the drip. I got the drip.
Dripping, dripping, sauce to dipping, dripping, dripping. My God, kill it. I'm tired of acting like you got the power. Drenched in the water like fresh out the shower. Talking is cheap when conversing with cowards. Yeah, I hear you whisper, my God is louder. Mama said, if you say it from your chest. Honestly, I'm that one slip up that you might just regret. God and me, got a squad in the arsenal on deck. You about to write what you can't cash, you better double check. And boy, you so animated, but I ain't intimidated. Yeah, your words are so fabricated, yeah, but I don't do imitation. Yeah, I'm drenching the blood like a cannibal. I'm an animal, call me Hannibal, tearing up the flesh. I don't put the flesh to rest, like what's next? Giving everything I got till I have nothing left, so I drip.
God, I feel so saucy, dripping while I'm walking. Never get up off me, don't know why you talking. God, I feel so saucy, God, I feel so bossy. Dripping like a faucet, you better use caution. God, I feel so saucy, dripping while I'm walking. Never get up off me, don't know why you talking. I feel so saucy, God, I feel so bossy. Dripping like a faucet, you better use caution.
I got the drip on the drip, drip. 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 I got the drip, I got the drip, I got the drip, I got the drip. I got the drip on the drip, drip. I got the drip on the drip, drip. I got the drip on the drip, drip. I got the drip. I got the drip. I got the drip. I got the drip.
An official?
Hey, hey, hey.
They try to throw dirt on my name, but I'm too official.
Yeah, hey,
straight
yeah.
out of nine, you know I'm a shine, I'm still in my city.
Hey, yeah,
shout out
hey.
The remainders, we might just be nameless, but bumpin' and get it.
Yeah.
Finessing and flexing the blessings, you know how we do it.
Hey, hey, hey.
But not to boast of myself, I just be showing what he doing.
Yeah, hey, yeah.
I just say thank you sometimes when he know what he doing.
Hey, yeah, hey.
Whole team ain't good, everybody chewing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I rarely react to my problems, I rock, I let get it. I'm loved by the father, Akuna Matata, I know that he weak.
Yeah,
ay,
yeah.
Haters, they stay at my neck, just like a hit.
Ay, yeah,
but like living since 1997, it ain't no big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember trying to make a band, but not like this. I'm talking racks, no Serena or Venus, no tennis.
Yeah,
ay, I really came out the harder way, I was pitching a penis. Fell out, but I got right back in position. High haters, hell low, did you miss me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Count your blessings, stay progressing.
Hey, hey, hey.
Never let that paper stress you.
Yeah, hey.
Hold
yeah.
it together when you under pressure.
Hey, yeah.
God first said that he's special.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And you gotta blame me, I seen it, I know what he did.
Hey, 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 hey.
And no, you cannot unconvince me, I know what it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and how many
yeah.
times I gotta remind you of his kid?
Hey, yeah, yeah,
and he
yeah,
won't
yeah.
never let him. Me, lost the lead.
Yeah, yeah,
and I'm good, just like that. From the trap to the church to the hood and right back. Yeah,
yeah,
understood, just like that. They want real, I got real. Big old fat, big old fat. Yeah.
I say, oh yeah.
Yes, King Alico, I got a story, and the story is called A Pound of Butter. So we're going to get into this, man. There was a farmer who spent a pound of butter, who sold a pound of butter to the baker. One day, the baker decided to weigh the butter to see if he was getting the right amount, which he wasn't. Angry about this, he took the farmer to court. The judge asked the farmer if he was using any measure to weigh the butter. The farmer replied, "Honor, I am punitive. I don't have proper measure, but I do have a scale." The judge asked, "Then how did you weigh the butter?" The farmer replied, "Your Honor, long before the baker started buying butter from me, I have been buying a pound leaf of bread from him. Every day when the baker brings the bread, I put it on the scale and I give him the same amount in butter. If anyone is to be blamed, it is the baker." Woo! More of a story, people. In life, you get what you give. Don't try and cheat others. Man, I like that story. Here's why. I like that story. Number one, the baker was the one that was doing wrong. The baker was the one that was doing wrong. The farmer was just simply doing what he saw fit. Now, mind you, the farmer didn't really have any proper measurements to weigh if it was a pound or not. So he took what he gave and was like, "Okay, he's giving me this. I'm giving him the same amount." And the baker was appalled because he felt like every time he got that butter that something was wrong with it. But he knew deep down in his heart that he was doing wrong to the farmer. So he knew that it was going to come to him eventually. And when they went to court, the roles were reversed. And I tell people all the time, man, especially in this walk, you have to treat others the way that you want to be treated. Luke 16:10 says that if you can be trusted with little, you could be trusted with a lot. If you're dishonest with little, you'll be dishonest with a lot. So take heed to that. Listen to that, man. Treat people the way you want to be treated. J. Paul Scenes, Let Me. Christian Pop Now.
I wish that I could find the right words to speak, 'cause lately we've been finding that we can't agree. You say I'm stubborn, I storm how we suffer. How do we recover? Girl, you're my true lover. Been trying to get it right for about a week. The situation's pulling at my inner peace. I can't sleep so hard, I can't leave ya. It's making me weak just to think of you grieving. Now I gotta get right with love, get right with us. This stress is too much, baby girl, I need your touch. I would not be the same without you. Tell me, what can I do? Trying to get right with you, 'cause we've been here a few times, throwing shade and crossing all the lines. The picture ain't the same, girl, if you ain't in the frame. The sun just don't exist without your smile. So let me make it up to you.
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 That I could take it back to last week, when I said a couple things that I ain't even mean. I lost control, yeah. You know how it goes when we go blow for blow, then we go toe to toe. When we trying to heal the wounds from cutting too deep.
Ooh, yeah.
'Cause the dagger did damage to you and me, baby. Got me trying to take cover, but I'm feeling this hunger for your touch and no other. I'm just trying to get under you. Now I gotta get right with love, get right with us. This stress is too much, baby girl, I need your touch. I would not be the same without you. Tell me, what can I do? Trying to get right with you, 'cause we've been here a few times,
crossing all the lines. The picture ain't the same, girl, if you ain't in the frame. The sun just don't exist without your smile. So let me make it up to you.
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 Let me make it up to you, girl.
Entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and I want to thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. I want to thank you for making this a successful show for Christian Hip Hop and helping us bring the name of Christ using the platform of hip hop to reach and save the lost. If you made it this far, please feel free to donate to the show to help us continue to spread the message of Christ through hip hop, and also to help us gain exposure for more artists in CHH. Go to chhnow.com and click on donate to get involved with helping growing this ministry. Again, this is the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. See you next time.